The 1974 movie Chinatown reminded us that the history of California is inseparable from the history of water and the building of dams.
Los Angeles is a desert community. Beneath this building, beneath our streets, is a desert. And without water, the dust will rise up and cover us as though we never existed. Now the Alto Vallejo can save us from this.
The movie describes a dam system in the 20th century that is now under serious question here in the 21st. More than 185,000 people were evacuated on Sunday as officials warned that the emergency spillway for the nation's tallest dam may be at risk of failing, which would cause catastrophic flooding. In October 2005, three environmental groups, the Friends of the River, the Sierra Club, and the South Yuba Citizens League, filed a motion to urge federal officials to reinforce the dam, saying that the emergency spillway needed to be armored with concrete and was at risk. That request was rejected. Mark Ogden is a project manager at the Association of State Dam Safety Officials, which studies these types of dams.
They are designed very conservatively because there are thousands of people that live downstream, and the dam has important water storage capability, so you don't want to lose that function either.
But it sounds to me like in an era of climate change, when some of the numbers are bouncing around, and particularly on the high end of the scale, you can't necessarily be confident about spillways in these sorts of water projects. Is that a fair statement from an idiot like myself who doesn't know that much about dams?
You're correct. It's something that needs to be studied. And if it's determined that based on new climate data and new rainfall, historical models and new models that you need to upgrade spillways in order to handle that flow, then those repairs and upgrades need to be made, because you certainly can't afford to have inadequate spillway capacity to the point where a dam would be overtopped, especially one as critical as this with this many people downstream.
Oroville is a very large dam, and it certainly stands outside of the norm because of its scale, but yet its design is very common. How many similar kinds of spillway events could we be possibly looking at over the next, you know, couple of decades based on the designs that are out there that are very, very similar to Oroville?
You're correct. Of the 90-some thousand dams in the National Inventory of Dams, there are only about 40 that are greater than 500 feet high. And I think that that's kind of what makes this situation unique. I think that we will see many emergency spillways flow. We'll see situations where there'll be erosion when those spillways engage, but it won't be to the same type of extent where you have hundreds of thousands of people downstream, or, and you know, you have to have massive evacuations.
But there are possibly 40, if not dozens, of dams that could conceivably produce water on a scale that could cause evacuations based on what you just told me.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there are like 40, more than 40 of that similar size. So it's definitely a concern. It shows the importance of proper safety regulation of all of the dams to make certain that they're being inspected properly. They have good operation and maintenance plans in place, and they're being repaired and upgraded as needed. And they have a good emergency action plan in place, too. So if there is a situation like this, everybody knows what to do. Everybody can get relief and get people out of harm's way if needed.
We should just remind on the way out people that the Society of Civil Engineers gave that grade of D not just to the Oroville Dam, but to essentially all dams in the United States. Is that not correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's just an overview of all dams. You know, any particular dam may be in very good shape. Some are maintained and upgraded, you know, in excellent shape, but there are many issues that need to be resolved, and that resulted in that D.
And that's not a D for dam.
No, unfortunately.
No. Mark Ogden is project manager at the Association of State Dam Safety Officials in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.